Hello.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi.
Greetings.
Salutations.
Howdy.
We're from Govins Elementary School.
You're listening to What Happens Next.
What Happens Next utilizes stories by various authors to give children ages 6 to 12 a chance to expand their imaginations and improve their reading, writing, and communication skills. Each week, the participants are read the beginning of a story and are then given time to imagine and then write their own endings, which are then recorded for this program. First, you will hear the story beginning, and then each child's version of the ending.
And now for this week's story.
Monster Toothpaste. It was time for Robin to go to bed. She went into the bathroom to brush her teeth. As she was squeezing the toothpaste onto her brush, the paste started to come alive. The minty toothpaste started to swirl around the room. It was all over the walls and then started to come for her. She ran out of the bathroom, but the toothpaste kept following her. What happens next?
Hi, my name is Serene, and this is the end of my toothpaste month. Robin came out the bathroom and went downstairs. She told her mother, but her mother didn't believe her, so her mother told him to go up her room. She opened her closet, but the monster toothpaste was in there. She ran, then she went back to her room. She got her pet dragon and his water gun. She went to the monster and demolished it.
Hi, my name is Lakira. I will be reading about Monster Toothpaste. Robin ran downstairs to tell her mother, but her mother didn't believe her. She walked upstairs to lay down in her bed. The Monster Toothpaste was under Robin's bed. She closed her eyes, and when she opened them, the monster was in front of her. She screamed so loud that the people outside could hear her scream. She tried to go downstairs to tell her mom, but the Monster Toothpaste did not let her go out the door. Robin tried to jump out the window. She got really hurt. The ambulance came to get Robin. Her mother came outside to see what is happening. She was really sad. The end.
Hi, my name is Antoine, and I'm finishing the story of Monster Toothpaste. The paste grabbed her, but Robin cut his hand and flushed him in the toilet and said, "You're done for." Then the paste rose up the toilet and said, "No, you're done. You are done for." Then she swung the sword, and then the paste blew up. Then the paste turned into a ball. She swung the sword again, and it was going, gone to the moon, and it said, "Oh, poop."
Hello, my name is James, and I'll be finishing Toothpaste Monster. She washed it away. Robin said, yeah, eat it. Alex jumped in through the window and beat up Robin. K.O., yeah. Alex was the person who wrote this book. Don't mind that. So I said, yeah. She woke up. she said, I thought Alex was there. She said, whatever. Robin went back to brushing her teeth. Her man came and said, I will kill you. She said, I killed her man.
Hi, my name is Anaya, and I will be finishing Toothpaste Monster. Robin ran down the stairs. Her mother was asleep. By the time she got in the kitchen, she was out of breath. She decided to talk to the monster. Then she found out the monster was kind. She became friends with the monster. One day she went to the bakery, and the baker called the supermarket for a box of empty bottles of toothpaste. The baker cut up the toothpaste monster and put it in the bottles. Robin got so mad that she went to every house and took the toothpaste out of them and made a big monster with them. The baker was not scared. He tried to cut it up, but while he wasn't looking, Robin was getting her toothpaste friend out of the bottles. She and toothpaste went home. Her mother was okay with toothpaste. So now when she was going somewhere, she called Robin and toothpaste. When she got to the place and was getting out to leave toothpaste in the car, when Robin and her mother went into the place where they were, toothpaste got lonely in the car. Every time she got lonely, Robin and her mother were coming back. The end.
Hi, my name is Kaylin, and this is my ending to Monster Toothpaste. The toothpaste turned into a big hairy monster. It was blue and smells like mints. Robin ran upstairs and got under her bed. She forgot to shut the door. The monster ran into her room. The monster was smart. He has scared a lot of people and they always hide under their bed. He looked under her bed. He tried to say hi, but she was screaming. She couldn't hear him. Suddenly, she stopped screaming. He said, hi, I don't want to hurt you. I want to be your friend. I don't have no friends, said the monster. Okay, I'll be your friend. Just don't scare me like that. You really scared me. Sorry, said the monster. I'm Toothpaste, by the way. I'm Robin. So they started to play hide and go seek. Toothpaste kept finding her, but Robin had a hard time finding Toothpaste. They got on Robin's computer. They were playing PBS Kids. They played dress up with Robin's mother's clothes. They had fun. People didn't believe that Robin had a friend named Toothpaste and was made of toothpaste. Toothpaste tried to come to school with her. She wanted him to come so her friends can see that she's not lying. But Robin didn't want her mother to see Toothpaste. So Robin hid Toothpaste in her jacket the whole way to school. The end.
My name is Damien, and I'm going to be finishing off Monster Toothpaste. Robin said, I won't be afraid. You won't hurt me. The toothpaste monster morphed into a monster and fought Robin. Then the light went out, then Robin's mom showed up, and then Toothpaste Monster was gone. So then Robin poked the monster to see if it was her mom. But her finger went through. Then Robin went to find her mom. She found her mom sleeping on the couch. She goes to the second bathroom and got some mouthwash and poured it on the monster. The monster began to melt and said, "What a world!" The end.
Hi, my name's Amir, and I'll be finishing The Monster Toothpaste. She was the monster friends. Their names are Sam, Shannon, Sean. She told her mother, Robin's mother yelled, "What?" Then they came downstairs. The next morning, they went everywhere. They stayed for 6 days. Robin said bye. She didn't want them to go back home to Toothpaste World. They said, "We had a good time. Robin, we will be back." Then they went through the portal. They sent each other mail to Toothpaste World. The end.
Hello, my name is Romai, and I'm finishing the story Toothpaste Monster. Then his mom said, "Are you okay?" Then Robin said, "There is toothpaste chasing me." And his mom looked and saw nothing. Then his mom said, "Just go to bed." And the next day, he went to go brush his teeth, and he got scared.
This episode of What Happens Next was produced and written by Katie Kazmierski and created by John DeVecca. All stories and productions are property of WLOI, What Happens Next, and the Baltimore Community Radio Coalition. No reproduction is permitted without written consent. For more information on What Happens Next, visit WLOI.org. If you want your child to participate in What Happens Next, email WLOI@loyola.edu or call 410-617-5349. What Happens Next is supported by Shenanigans Toy Shop, located in the Windhurst Avenue Shopping Center on Lauderdale Avenue in Northern Baltimore. Thanks for listening.